Ladies and gentlemen, welcome! Welcome to this evening's performance of Old Hickory the Musical, the life story of Andrew Jackson. My name is James Madison.
Thank you, buddy.
Fourth President, Federalist Papers author, founding father, and lifelong Baltimore Orioles fan.
Sorry, good word. Hey.
You know, now that I've been dead for 180 years, I've really gained a newfound appreciation for clear spring mornings and cheesecake, both of which are so plentiful during my alive days, but I've just never found the time for either. But you want to know what else? This Republican experiment. These United States of America. Yeah. America. That's right. You guys are a great crowd. You know, back when Tommy Jefferson and I were hammering out the Bill of Rights, I remember fellow Virginian Jimmy Monroe dropped by and he told us, "You know what, boys? As long as no backward sociopath ever becomes president, this system is foolproof." We laughed and laughed. When Andrew Jackson got elected president, we weren't laughing. I was pretty sure that that was the end of the whole shebang. You know, after a century or so of moldering in the grave, so to speak, I came to realize that we need someone like that in the White House from time to time. Someone so comprehensively inappropriate for the job that it serves as a wake-up call for both the entrenched and the complacent. Jefferson said a little rebellion from time to time was healthy, but I say a foul-mouthed redneck with an explosive temper in the Oval Office every now and again is less bloody and far less expensive. But enough of my waxings. I'll let you folks judge for yourselves. And how did Andrew Jackson become the dangerously violent, vengeful man this country needed? Well, our story begins in the Carolina colony, near Vauxhall.